朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是于洪杰牧师，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
Well, you have heard of me many years, I'm sure you can all remember. But do we really understand and live
it out?
Nowadays, a lot of people are learning Chinese.
中文成为一个很强而有力的这个 second language, 很多人都在学。
And then Chinese is now become a very popular second language. A lot of people are learning.
在好几十年以前，没有那么多人学中文。
Many years ago, not that many people would learn Chinese.
还是有一个美国人到中国去。
When an American went to China,
他看见这些文字都写得很漂亮。
And then you look at all these Chinese, beautiful Chinese characters.
有一个人他非常会织毛线和那个织毛衣。
A person was very good at knitting.
好像有一次在那边看见那个中文字写得太漂亮了，就把它照相照起来。
A person would take a picture of that beautiful Chinese character. A person went home and then knit that Chinese character on a sweater. And the person would wear that sweater to work, and everyone complimented the sweater. Because none of them understood, they just thought it was beautiful.
And
so one day, he or she met a Chinese person. And the Chinese said, do you understand this character?
Said,
no, I don't. Let me tell you. So it's a phrase. It says, the price is good and it's very tasty. This person took a picture of this phrase from a restaurant without understanding the meaning. So today we ask you, what's our commission? To be witnesses of Christ Jesus. We probably do not truly understand. A teacher was giving a quiz to students. Please explain this old Chinese way of expressing your mom, your dad, and your son. And then the student says, okay, that phrase, an ancient phrase for your dad is me. And then the other phrase is your mom. The phrase your son. It's you. And then the teacher says, wow, who taught you this? My dad taught me this, so it has to be right.
我现在告诉你们哈，这个因为他爸爸告诉他说，如果有人问你命尊是谁，那就是指我。
Because his dad once told him, if anyone asks who is your dad, then you have to tell
him.
If anyone asks who is your mom, then you have to say, your mom.
如果有人问你令郎是谁，就是你这个没出息的笨蛋。
If anyone asks you who's 令郎, that means who's your son, and say you, the foolish guy.
所以当他老师问他的时候，他就完全把他背的一字不漏的背出来。
So when he was asked by the teacher, he just recited without changing a word.
好，弟兄姊妹，今天圣经上很多的话我们都可以背了，哈，很熟了。
In the same way, we recite Bible verses very well.
当你真知道什么叫做耶稣基督道成肉身的见证人。
But if you truly understand what it means that we are the witnesses of Jesus Christ, the Word became flesh.
最重要的身份，最神圣的使命。
It is the most glorious identity, the most sacred commission.
不光是在生死的事情上要让基督常常显大。
Not only that we should magnify.The Lord Christ Jesus on the issues of life and death. Even our eating and drinking should be done for the glory of God. Because a lot of people are actually watching us. There was a person who called himself an apostle and then he would go around and drive out demons. One day he met a demon that was very fierce.
他说这个你从这个人身上出来。
And then, so he commanded this demon to come out of the person.
鬼说我不出来。
And the demon says, No, I will not.
他说我叫你出来。
And I said, I command you to come out.
他说你还自称使徒，你赶鬼不奉耶稣的名。
And then the demon says, You even call yourself apostle and you drive out demon without calling Jesus' name.
连鬼都知道嘲笑他。
Even the demon knows how to mock him.
这是一个老弟兄告诉我的，这真实故事。
This is a true story an elderly brother told me.
撒旦识破的。
Because Satan knows.
我们自己称属灵，别人称我们属灵，那个价值都不高的。
So it's not very valuable if we call ourselves spiritual. Other people call ourselves.
撒旦知道我们属灵。
Satan knows whether we're spiritual or not.
你已经是真属灵了。
If Satan says you're spiritual, you're really spiritual.
神知道我们属灵。
God, if God thinks that we're spiritual,
那是真属灵。
Then we are truly spiritual.
我们要很小心的。
So we have to be watchful.
人都在看。
Because people are watching.
有一次，有个牧师带他全家出去度假。
Once a pastor took his whole family on vacation.
他住在旅馆里面，他非常 relax， 生活也很松散。
So he was living in a hotel and live a very relaxed life.
住了几天去接生的时候。
After several days, he went and to check out.
他看见墙壁上写说牧师传道人可以打折的。
And then he saw on the counter, hotel counter, that there will be a discount for pastors or ministers.
他就跟那个旅馆的主说：“哦，你牧师可以打折，太好了。”
And then so the pastor says, "Oh, I didn't know that you would give pastors discount."
那个旅馆主人跟他讲：“的确，牧师都可以打折，但是你不是。”
And then, but then, yeah, the cashier says, "Yes, we will give pastors discounts, but I don't think you are a pastor."
弟兄姊妹，因为我们自己的生活一言一行都是在最细微的事情里面表达出来。
Because our life is manifested in the smallest matters in our daily living.
讲到一个小孩子看着牧师在那里修篱笆。
There was a child watching the pastor fixing the fence.
他看了三个小时都还在看。
The little kid kept watching for 3 hours.
The pastor was
so touched. He said, "Why are you so interested in fixing a fence?"
Oh, he said, "I didn't have any interest. I just wanted to see you when you hit your stone. What would you do? What would you do?"
Yeah, this little kid said, "I've no interest in fixing the fence, but I want to see how you will react when you bend on your thumb."
弟兄姊妹，我们很多的事情人都在看。
Because a lot of people are watching us.
我听到有一个神的仆人有一次做见证啊。
And I heard a servant of God once gave a testimony.
就是我们基督教的寇监督啊，他以前有做过一次见证。
He's an elder Cole, and
他说他有一次在台湾的火车上。
Okay. Once he was on a train in Taiwan.
大家就是这个没有背号的，所以抢到一个位置坐下来。
So everyone was trying to grab a seat.
因为要坐长线的。
Because it was a long ride.
所以他抢到这个椅子，就很高兴坐在那。
So he got a seat. He was very happy and sat down.
结果旁边来了一个比他年纪大一点点，身体有一点不太好的，稍微比他年纪大一点。
Then another more a little bit elderly, more elder than him came on the train.
啊，在心里面这个就不太想让位，因为他坐很久。
Well, he was reluctant to give out his seat because he had a long ride.
但没想到这个人就在他旁边就故意放话，故意送话说这个时代啊越来越不行。
But then this person was just next to him and start complaining. So, wow, this is a worse generation now.
他现在的年轻人越来越不懂得让位。
That the young people would not give out seat.Give seat to the elderly.
他心里面原来还是犹豫要不要让他听到这个话，他心里不高兴了，就并不让他。
Initially, he had a struggle in his heart to whether to give up his seat, but now he was offended. He did not want to give up his seat.
所以他就故意没让他。
So he purposely not to give the seat.
然后接下来，他只好从包包里面拿出圣经来读圣经，因为他平常做事他就喜欢读圣经的。
So the next thing he wanted to do as a habit is to take out the Bible from his bag and start reading.
但是他突然不肯拿出圣经了。
And then he dared not to bring out his Bible.
因为他没有让位，他就不肯读经。
Because he did not give up his seat for the elderly, he dared not to read the Bible.
啊，就是那次我们基督徒啊。
So we Christians.
啊，周围的同事、亲友、朋友，其实他们都在看我。
Actually, our colleagues, our friends, and families are watching us.
啊。生命的流露应该是很自然的事情。
The expression of life should be very natural.
啊，不需要这么辛苦用这个律法来施舍。
But we do not have to struggle like keeping the commandments.
所以我们上个礼拜跟我们礼拜五都特别强调遵守主的命令，一定要回到生命和爱的根基上。
Therefore, last week and also last Friday, we keep emphasizing.But when we want to keep the Lord's commandments, we have to go back to the foundation of life and love.
我们要求的不是死守律法。
We're not just to legalistically keeping the commandments.
而是在爱的里面知道神爱我们，所以给了我们这些的命令和要求。
But yet in love, understanding God's love for us, so that He gave us.These commandments and requirements.
也是我们用一切子来遵守主的命令，向主表达我们爱他。为了爱他的缘故，遵守命令。
And through keeping the commandments, we want to show God that we love Him because we want to keep the commandments out of love for Him.
同样，我们一定是要在生命的境界里面。
And we have to do everything in the realm of.
只要我们在生命的境界里面。
Whenever we are in the realm of life,
没有一个律法是太难是太高的。
And there will be no law or no commandments too hard or too high.
没有一个道理是太高的。
But there's no doctrine that is too high.
因为谁是基督？
Because it's all about Christ.
有人问毕卡索说：“你为什么家里面都不挂自己的画呢？”
And then someone asked Picasso, "Why don't you hang your own paintings in your house?"
我说：“因为我的画太贵了，我买不起。”
Says, "Because my paintings are too expensive, I cannot afford them."
很多的传道人有一次不敢讲道，因为觉得道太高了，活不住。
But many pastors and ministers dare not to preach because they thought the messages are too, the doctrines are too high and hard to live.
凭着我们自己，没有一个道人可以活得住。
It's true. By our own strength, none of us can keep any of the commandments.
但是在生命的境界里面，就没有一件事情是不能活出来，不然主不会这样子要求我们。
But yet, in the realm of life, there's no commandments that is too high. Otherwise, the Lord would not require it.
所以，遵守主的命令一定要回到爱，回到生命的根基上。
So when we say we want to keep the Lord's commandments, we have to go back to the foundation of life and love.
所以，不再是我，乃是基督，这就是生命的根基。
So the foundation of life is.No longer I, but Christ.
让基督能够自然地活出来。
So that Christ can be naturally lived out.
所以不再是我，乃是基督，他需要成为我们的目标。
So this no longer I, but Christ has to be our goal.
而我们被造就是为了要活出基督来。
Because we were created to live out Christ.
能够彰显出神的荣耀来。
To manifest God's glory.
而我们的方法或是我们的道路也是借着基督。
And our way is also through Christ.
因为他不是用咬紧牙关，不是用死守律法，这就是犹太人被鞭打的地方。
So we don't do it by struggling and biting our teeth, and that is where Jews were stumbled.
他们以为就是要靠自己的力量。
Because they thought they should do it by their own strength.
弟兄姊妹，必须是从生命里面来的。
It has to be out of the life.
第三个。
Thirdly,
它必须是我们的见证。
Has to be our testimony.
是人看得见的。
That can be seen by others.
那是别人可以感受到的。
But people can feel.
你要听见你周围的人都在呼喊，虽然他没有对你说。
So you have to be able to hear the cries of other people, even though they don't.
其实人人其实都需要耶稣。
Everyone needs Jesus.
啊，我记得我的父亲年轻的时候跟我们孩子们讲的那句话，一直帮助我在传福音的事情上。
I still remember what my father told us, and then that helped me to share the gospel.
他说从来没有一个人不需要耶稣的。
There's no one that does not need Jesus.
人会不信耶稣，抵挡耶稣，甚至逼迫基督徒，是因为他不认识主，他没有真正的认识耶稣。
They may reject the gospel and persecute Christians. It's because they do not know Jesus Christ. They have not met him.
好，所以弟兄姊妹，如果我们真的能够帮助所有不信的人真认识耶稣是谁，没有人不要信他的。
If we can help non-believers to know who Jesus is, no one will ever reject him.
那如果我们不会传，我们至少可以活嘛。
If we don't know how to teach, at least we should live it.
所以保罗劝我们在哥林多后书第二章14节，他说：“感谢神，常率领我们在基督里夸胜。”并且借着我们在各处显扬那因认识基督而有的馨香之气。
So Paul in 2 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 14 says, Now thanks be to God who always leads us in triumph in Christ Jesus, and through us diffuses the fragrance of his knowledge in every place.
马太福音第五章十五节到十六节。
Matthew chapter 5 verses 15 to 16.
他说人点灯不是放在斗底下，乃是放在灯台上，就照亮一家的人。你们的光也当这样照在人前，叫他们看见你们的好行为，便将荣耀归给你们在天上的父。那这里讲到怎么样子把荣耀归给神。
Here it shows us how to give glory to God.
就是我们要让我们里面的光能够被人家看见。
Let the light within us be seen by others.
啊，中文的这个纸包不住火，是很烧钱的，不好的。
There's a Chinese saying that a paper cannot wrap up fire.
就是你做什么坏事，有什么秘密，总是包不住的，会被传出去。
It says all of your secrets will one day be revealed.
那个是很稀奇的一件事情，就是我们这个人居然可以包得住里面的圣火。
But what's strange is that we can even hide this sacred fire.
我们里面都有火，都有光，就是耶稣基督住在我们里面。
We all have this fire and a light that is in Christ Jesus.
但是我们怎么样才能让它活出来
？How can we show it?
啊，保罗说我们要去各处 ，anywhere.
Paul says it everywhere.
为什么要在家里面？我们也需要啊。
In our families,
在职场，在公司里面
，in our workplace,
去超级市场上
，supermarket,
来到教会里面
，come to church.
因此呢，我们希望我们这个人是耶稣的流露
，we hope that we are the expression of Jesus Christ,
是耶稣的彰显
，and the manifestation.
然后在各处都显扬因认识基督而有的馨香之气
，that we will diffuse the fragrance of His knowledge in every place.
啊，礼拜五我去几个小组听了一下，大家在这七个命令里面挑三个要出来。操练实行的。
Last Friday, I visited several small groups and to listen to how they pick up three commandments to keep.
至少在我跑过的这五个小组里面，都有人，每一个组都跳到了跟语言跟我们讲话，要反省说造就人的好话。
So among the five groups that I visited, all of them picked commandments about.Say edifying words.
啊，不仅仅说不要发怨言、起争论，消极上不要发怨言。
Not only passively, we will not quarrel or complain.
啊，积极上要能够说造就人的好话。
Actively, we want to positively, we want to say things we're going to edify others.
叫听见的人得益处。
So that it will benefit our hearers.
哎呀，对不起啊，我真的很喜欢那个英文翻译，叫做 impart grace， 把恩典能够。送给他，能够传给他。
That we will impart grace with our speech.
借着我们的讲话。
Through our speech.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，你要知道，如果你真看见我们受造这么伟大的使命哈。
You can see that we were created for this great commission.
告诉都有需要的人啊。
There are people who are in need everywhere.
告诉都有痛苦的人啊。
There are people who are in sorrow everywhere.
我们嘴巴都在嘛，神的话语、神的恩典可以透过我们，能够 impart grace. 那么把恩典传给他。
So that we all have our mouths. So hopefully that we can impart grace through our speech.
荒漠甘泉里面有一个故事，讲到一个老人家。
In the book Streets in the Desert says there's an elderly person.
他有一个习惯，在他口袋里面放一小罐润滑油。
He has a habit that he will keep a small jar of oil.
不管到任何的地方去。
Wherever he goes.
只要听见那个门咔咔咔窸窣那样声音很大声。
Whenever he hears a door making a squeaky noise,
拿开来点它两滴。
He will drop some of lubricant oil.
你就发现那个声音出掉了。
And then that will get rid of the noise.
我同学们啊，你曾经听到很多人说那个窸窣的门咔咔在那里 complain， 在那里抱怨，在那里痛苦。
Brothers and sisters, oftentimes we will hear people making squeaky sounds by complaining and saying negative words.
我们里面都是有圣灵，有膏油的人。
But yeah, we have the Holy Spirit. We have the anointing.
在心灵里的安慰。
And the comfort in the spirit.
我们讲话带着膏油。
And we speak with anointing.
你身体多少人带着祝福啊？
We can bring blessings to many.
啊，多少人灰心、失望、绝望？Bitterness, 啊，这个 frustration， 你填上两滴油，你就发现，哎，好很多。
Many may be in bitterness and in despair, but dropping some oil, it will improve, it will help.
话在我们口中。
Because words are in our mouths.
随便我们用。
And it's up to us how to deliver it.
我们要让它来被主用，去传福音，去安慰人，去鼓舞人，去建造人。
Let our speech be used by the Lord to share the gospel, to encourage and to edify.
去年十二月，这个包括我们中间当讲员的圣保罗老牧师就已经去了。
Last December, Pastor Paul Shen, passed away, and he came to our church before as a speaker.
我记得有一次我听他讲到的时候，他讲了一个例子。
I remember once I heard him speak, and then he gave an example.
他有一个人，这个他的绰号叫乌鸦嘴。
Someone who had a nickname as a bad mouth.
你们有没有小孩子听不懂什么叫乌鸦嘴？
Like,
有没有人不懂什么叫乌鸦嘴？
Someone who always says bad things.
所以你们爸妈都不错哈，中文都在家教你们。他就是很喜欢讲一些不吉利、人家不喜欢听的话。
He always says things that are not pleasant or like very negative.
所以大家都拿他很头痛。
And everyone is troubled by him.
结果有一次，有一个人家里面的小孩满月，在中国是风俗上是不是？
Once someone's baby reached 1 month old, which is a major event.
所以他们就在家里面摆宴席，请大家来吃饭。
So they had a feast and invited friends and family to celebrate.
他居然也被邀了。
And this person was also invited.
所以他的朋友在身边，他告诉大家决定不要嘴巴乱讲话。
So his friends were so afraid that he would say something unlucky or bad, so he kept reminding him, "Be careful.Don't say anything.
从头到尾不要讲话。
Just shut your mouth.
所以他那天听其他人很乖，他从头到尾不讲话。
So he just kept silent the entire time.
好，那别人都是讲那种很不吉利的话。
Everyone else would say things that would bring luck or good wishes.
啊，这个小婴孩如果摸到书，就说哇，今天这个人是个学者啊，是一个博士。
So if the little baby touch a book, and then people say, "Wow, he will grow up to be a scholar."
啊，如果摸到钱，就说今天他还是个财主，发大财。
If this little baby touches money, and then it will say, "Okay, this person will be wealthy when he grows up."
啊，反正就是什么事都要讲好话的。
So you just have to say.Good things are fortunate.
你们这些 ABC 现在都没有这种 tradition 啊。
Now the Chinese or Americans don't have this tradition.
所以那天大家要走的时候，主人站在门口送客。
So that day when all the guests were about to leave, the host were greeting and bidding goodbye to the guests.
我要走也跟他们说再见。
So this person with a bad mouth, he also said goodbye.
所以他就走了。
And then he left.
才走两步。
And then he took 2 steps.
他突然转过来。
All of a sudden, he turned back.
他说：“我今天晚上可是一句话都没说。”
He says, "Tonight, I did not say a word."
啊，这个孩子死了，你不要怪我。
So if your child died, don't blame on me.
啊，这个本性里面就是这样子，出来就是这样，对不对？
It's in his bones, in his nature.
你会发现你要叫你不发愿也很难，因为你里面的心就是一个抱怨不满足的人。
So it's hard for us not to complain if our heart is full of bitterness.
怎么压？到底
？Yes, you may try your best to suppress it, but it will eventually come out.
你是不是喜欢批评论断人
？If you are a critical and judgmental person,
你压没有用，你一天出来的时候话比从前多十倍。
You might try your best to suppress, but once it comes out, it's worse. It's 10 times worse.
要怎么样？要让里面的生命从我们里面出来。
So let the inner life come out of us.
我们一起来读一则圣经，这些就是我刚刚念的《哥林多后书》第二章14节，我们就要结束了。
Let's read this verse again, 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 14.
我们从14节。
2 Corinthians chapter 14, as from verse 14.
一直读到16节。
16.
我们中文读中文，英文读英文。
We will read together.
感谢神，常率领我们在基督里发声，并借着我们在各处宣扬那因认识基督而有的消息。因为我们在神面前，无论在得救的人身上，或灭亡人的身上，都有基督新生之气。在这的人就做了死的香气，叫他死；在那的人就做了活的香气，叫他活。这是谁能担得起呢？啊，弟兄姊妹，这节圣经太宝贵了。
So that's such an important verse.
保罗不仅仅告诉我们要从各处吸引那因认识基督而有的香气。
Because it's not only that we would diffuse the fragrance of His knowledge in every place.
这个香气出来。
When this fragrance aroma comes out.
可以招人死。
It can cause people to die or to live, then who is equal to such life?
那些罪恶的，那些败坏的，那些不能见光的，不能讨神喜悦的，因着我们的香气，他会被除去。
Those who are kept in the darkness and the sinful will disappear because of our fragrance.
那些真的需要的、有渴慕的，我们可以叫他们活起来的。
And those who are thirsty and are in need can be brought to life because of this fragrance.
我们教会附设的香柏木培训中心，香柏树其中有一个重要的特点，就是它有新生之气啊。
And then we have this cedar training center. The cedar has fragrance, cedar trees.
它可以防治防腐的蝗虫。
It can prevent decay and also prevent the worm.
这是香气的。
So those are the passages.
提的它有新生之气，可以让家具、让衣服、让这些宝贵的东西有香气。
But the active side is that the fragrance will preserve.
等到我们在生活里面，我们要能够叫人从我们身上得祝福，也能够让罪恶、让仇敌的工作能够因此我们的存在而被除灭的。
So in our daily lives, the fragrance can bring blessings to others and also can cause sin and some darkness to.
我在预备这篇信息的时候，我就是突然想到你们年轻人现在常用的 Facebook。
When I was preparing the message, I thought about, I remember the Facebook。
因为 Facebook 现在是你们年轻人的天地哈，我到现在我从来没用过，我也不知道它是什么内容怎么用。
I don't have a Facebook, I don't know how to use it, but I know it is your world。
我今年一月初到南加州去的时候，这个南加森弟兄跟我讲说，他的第二个女儿。在大学里面，学校有一个问卷调查。
This year I went to Southern California, and then Brother Timothy Young told me that his second daughter's school had a survey for the students.
问他爸妈愿不愿意做一份，他爸说愿意啊，好啊，叫他寄给他。
And then they asked the parents if they want to take survey. The parents said sure, so they got a copy.
长长的这个问卷调查里面。
So it's a long form of survey.
第一个问题就是说，你有没有使用 Facebook?
First question is, do you use Facebook?
No, 没有。
And then he says no.
第二接着的问题就是说。If you, 如果你的答案是 no, 请你 skip 所有的问题到最后一个。
Because if your answer is no, then you can skip all the questions and go back, go to the last one.
对年轻人，对你们这些不会用 Facebook 的没兴趣。
In other words, young people are not interested in you who don't know how to use Facebook.
今天你们 Facebook， 保罗说在各处显扬那因认识基督而有的馨香之气。
Paul encourages us to diffuse the fragrance of his knowledge in every place.
包不包括你们的 Facebook？
Does it include your Facebook？
Instantly， 包不包括？
Does it include Facebook？
好，那你的 Facebook 能不能拿出来让你的父母看？能不能拿出来让所有的人看
？Do you think you can show your parents and everyone your Facebook contents？
如果你有 reservation， 你不敢拿，已经表示 something wrong， 已经有一些有问题。
But if you have some reservation， that means something is probably wrong。
所以我很喜欢中文的一个妈妈把你们 Facebook 翻译成为 Facebook。
Some moms translate the Facebook as that you will die。Sorry.
我在东岸的时候，有一个妈妈说，她不敢看她儿女的 Facebook， 因为她如果看完的话，她自己 Facebook。
At East Coast, I met a mom says, she dare not to look at her children's Facebook, otherwise she would die.
她可能觉得我会不认识我的孩子，她怎么会是这样子的
She probably was afraid to be shocked.By the content, how can this be my
dream? 你们的 Facebook 可以 reach， 可以碰到很多是我们大人碰不到的人。
Young people, through Facebook accounts, you can reach a lot of people that we cannot.
你周围有太多的人需要主。
There's so many people around you that need the Lord.
你放你很漂亮的照，他是耶稣。
Putting your posting your beautiful picture will not bring them to Christ.
可不可以为你们的 Facebook 祷告
？Can you please pray for your Facebook contents?
在各处显扬那因认识基督而有的馨香之气。
That you will diffuse the fragrance of His knowledge in every place.
包括你们的 Facebook，
including your Facebook，
包括我们大人自己里面所有的东西，
including everything that we post。
让人来到这里，
so when people come here，
来到你的地方，可以在这里看见耶稣的恩典。
When they come to your account or your place， they will see God's grace。
今天如果我们再不散发出基督的馨香，
If we do not diffuse a fragrance,
让一些该死的死，让一些该活的活。
So that those things that should be dead will die, and those things should be alive will come back to life.
真的，主耶稣的宽容跟恩典只会叫更多人沉沦。
Then the delay and tarry of the Lord will only cause more to perish.
这个世界堕落的速度太快了，远远超过教会的成长跟教会在主面前带来的祝福。
Because the world is falling at a much faster speed.Than the growth of church that we can bring blessings.
让主居首位。
And the Lord have the first place.
不光强调在地位上、次序上，让他摆在前面。
Not only that He is the first in the position and ranking.
而且基督是一切又在一切之内。
But Christ is all and in all.
无论生无论死，叫基督在我身上产生显大。
That as always, whether by life or death, Christ will be magnified in my body.
让我们也能够在各处显扬那因认识基督而有的馨香之气。
朋友，如果你喜欢这个节目，请你将“活在耶稣里”事工网站的网址告诉你的亲朋好友。你也可以在我们的首页复印邀请收听的卡片，或用微信或微博传递给朋友们，使更多的人通过收听。更好地认识主耶稣，并接受他的救恩，得到永生生命。